We've been looking at the journey of life, and as promised, today we will start off by looking at the first five ayat that were revealed, which is the first five ayat of Surah Al-Alaq. This is Surah number 96. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Rabb who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. He created the human being from a clot. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read and your Rabb is the most honorable. الذي علم بالكلم. Who taught how to write with a pen. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. And taught the human being what he knew not. And these five ayat are believed by absolutely all sources, traditional and modern, to be the first verses of the Quran to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The verse states that the human being is created from a clot of congealed blood, and then he gave him knowledge. You know, the fetus in the womb in the primary stage before creation looks like a clot of blood. Alaq may also mean a form which is leech-like, which is again similar to the stage of an embryo in the womb, which leeches itself onto the womb to take nutrition from its mother. Another meaning of alaq is also a sensitive drop of blood. But we find that the first commandment given to the Prophet ﷺ is literally recite or read. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually saying that the human being begins with a development from this alaq, but has been granted the gift of knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a being, the human being is divided into two distinct groups. Those that recognize their awesomeness, and therefore seek divine guidance by reading the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then submitting to His will. And that is symbolized by the sajda in this surah. And then on the other side, you have those who, even in the face of these apparent awesome in their face miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consider the human being to be an independent entity. And they feel that they're not answerable to anyone, and take it upon themselves to prevent those who see the awesomeness of Allah from following His word and from submitting to Him. And it's awesome the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them here, because immediately as you go further, He says, "Kalla innal insana layatgha," the human being most surely is arrogant and transgresses. أَرَّعَهُ اسْتَغْنَى, because he sees himself or herself free from want. But he says, if only they realized, إِنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّقَ الرُّجْعَى, that to your Rabb is the return, to their nourisher, cherisher, sustainer is the return. So the first five ayat, as we look at this awesome journey of the Quran, awesome journey of life, we find, awaken us and tell us, who are you, O human being? Which group are you in? Are you in the group which actually recognizes His awesomeness, seeks guidance by reading His words, and then submits? Or are you, even despite seeing all the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consider yourself an independent entity, answerable to none, and even more so, wanting to stop others from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So then the question presents itself, what is Islam? What is this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting me towards? Well, Islam comes from the Arabic word salama, which means peace. And a Muslim is one who is at peace with his or her creator. In other words, one who submits to his or her Rabb. In the language of Quran, Islam means the readiness of a person to take orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be able to follow them. We look at Surah Al-Imran, ayah 67. Allah says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُدِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا. Ibrahim was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. But he was an upright one who submitted to God. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he wasn't one who was a mushrik, who associated anything with God. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يُرِدُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَحْدِيَهُ يَشْرَ صَحْدَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. This is surah number 6, which is Surah Al-An'am, ayah 125. Whosoever Allah intends that He would guide him aright, He expands His perspective of life for Islam. He says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُذْلِلْهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّكَ. And for whomsoever He intends that he should err, He will narrow it, narrow his perspectives. حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَسَعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. As though he were ascending upwards, so does Allah lay uncleanliness on those who do not believe. Now what does that mean? Because very often we have this argument that Allah guides whomsoever wishes and Allah causes to err whomsoever He wishes. Well, the way to read this is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that if you search for guidance, if you go towards reading divine words, you go towards divine instructions, He will open the door and He will take you 70 steps further. But if you turn away, then you have been granted the free will to be able to choose whomsoever you wish. Let's go a little further, because there are four stages of deen, or four stages of religion as such. After the initial acknowledgement, which is called Islam, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ وَأَمَنَّ. The dwellers of the desert say, we believe. This is surah number 49, which is Hujarat. He says, the deserts of the desert say, we believe. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ كُلُّ أَسْلَمْنَا. Tell them, you do not believe, but say to them, say, we submit. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And iman has not yet entered into your hearts. But وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. If you obey Allah and His Messenger, لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. He will not diminish any of your deeds. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. So, of the initial acknowledgement is Islam. Then you have iman, whose manifestation is through ihsan. And this ihsan then leads to ikhlas, which is our goal. And we will look at Surah Al-Ikhlas, inshallah, as we go along. So, let's look at what iman is. Iman, in essence, the root word is amn, which means to be calm, to be quiet, to be protected from fear, trustworthiness and truthfulness. So iman literally means to accept truthfully, to be convinced, to verify something, to rely upon or have confidence in something. And according to the Quran, the iman is conviction which is based upon reason and knowledge. A conviction that results from a full mental acceptance and intellectual satisfaction. It's the sort of conviction that gives you a feeling of inner contentment and peace. So a mu'min is one who is able or who accepts truth in such a way that it ensures his own peace and helps him to be able to, if I can say, safeguard his peace and security. Not only for himself, but for the rest of humankind as well. You know, al-mu'min is also one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But maybe the best areas where we find a total description of iman is in the Quran. And we look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah 177. Let's see what he says. And he actually divides it. He says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ عَنْ تَوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ كِبْلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not righteousness that you turn your faces towards the east and the west. In other words, it doesn't matter where you turn. Look what it says. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ. Now he defines birr. He says righteousness is, number one, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. One who believes in Allah. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَ. And who believes in the day of judgment. What does that mean? That means I know and I believe that I am accountable for myself. Wal malaikati, and the angels. Wal kitab, and the book. Wal nabiyyin, and the prophets. So in the first instance, we've got five things that tell us this is what you've got to believe in. This is your basic core belief in Allah. Last day, which is accountability, the angels, the book, and the prophets. Now he says, this is how it manifests itself. And these are six things. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالصَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. Now, Now what you will do is, the way it manifests itself, is that what you have earned, your wealth, you will give away for His love, not for in exchange for anything. So you'll work in concentric circles. First, those that are near you. That means the near of kin, your family. Then the orphans. Then the poor. Then the strangers or the refugees as such. Then those who ask or who beg for you. And then those who have to be freed from imprisonment. Then he says another manifestation is that وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَعْتَ الزَّكَاةَ. You will pray and you will give zakah as well. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَحَدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And you will keep your promises. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَعْصَاءِ وَالذَّرَّاءِ. And you will be patient in good times and bad times. وَحِينَ الْبَعْصِ. And in conflicts. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. These are the ones who are truthful and these are the ones who are God conscious. An absolute, total, if I can say, document which tells you exactly what Iman is and how it manifests itself. Once you believe, it does manifest itself into actions. So we will look at these actions now, which we call Ahsanu amal, absolutely beautiful, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk says, Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amal. He has created death and life so that He may test which of you does the best of deeds. So inshallah tomorrow we will look at Ahsanu amal.